All right, should I start again? So I just start, I'll give a brief, start over again, maybe that's good afternoon to everyone that's here, handful of people, and to all those who are participating online, who are watching this live streaming of the Saturday afternoon meditation, a guided meditation from the Buddhist Society of Western Australia, Dhammaloka. And I was just saying that we can use the theme of going on holiday in our meditation. We can't go on holiday at the moment physically because of the coronavirus, but certainly we can go on holiday in our minds. And this, using this idea, this concept of going on holiday in our meditation, can be very good because we can go on holiday from the past and the future, from all the past that defines how we are, whether we think we are wonderful, whether we think we are a failure, whatever we think, we can let that go. And also we can have a holiday from the future. Whatever may happen, we can put aside for the meditation. And as I mentioned, the focus of this meditation will be focusing on bringing up feelings of peace. We can also bring up feelings of the sacred into our meditation and using that with the meditation object. Today, as often is the case, I use the breath. So to combine the feeling of peace particularly with the breath so that it takes the mind deeper into the meditation, because the mind will find that very attractive. And it's a good way of priming the meditation. Eventually, with a natural a sequence of meditation, this joy and happiness will come up. When the mind starts to come together, it will come up. But initially, we have to make the object attractive for the mind, because this attractive quality of a positive emotion infused into the meditation object will take the mind deeper into the meditation. So I'd like to give a quote that I think gives a good feeling to this theme of peace and the sacred in meditation. The point too is, when we develop these positive emotions in meditation, that's not the end of the story. We can take it into our daily life and we can use it when throughout the day, so that we develop more and more positive emotions. And in doing that, we allow less space for the negative emotions. We're all pretty good at the negative emotions often, but the positive ones, not so good. But the poem I was going to read a little bit of is the Desiderata. I think many people know that poem. It's got a very good feeling of peace for me. I think it's a lovely poem. It's a bit of a period piece in a way, because it's 1970s and 1980s. It was very, very popular. So I'll read from that poem. And it says, "Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and the ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself." So that's the Desiderata. Very nice. I like that very much. And one of the ideas I like very much, that's very good in schools, they have this idea of quiet time for the children. They don't call it meditation, they call it quiet time. But I think that's quite a good term for us too. We can think of in our lives, you know, to bring more quiet time into our lives. We always like to fill up our lives with a lot of stimulation and activity. But the notion, the idea of making space for quiet time, just being still, just being in the present moment, it's very good for the mind, but also very supportive for the meditation. And it can become like an oasis for the mind, these quiet times. And we can use a number of things to bring up this feeling of peace that the mind already associates with the peaceful or with the sacred. And as I mentioned, we can infuse the meditation object with that peace. And so I was going to mention a few of the ways we could do it, can do it, and I will be exploring some of these in the meditation. And one of them is that places often bring up a sense of the peaceful, the sense of the sacred. And I know, quite an interesting story, Ajahn Brahm said he used to like, when he was in London, he used to like to go to Westminster Cathedral because it was so quiet, so peaceful, and it had an energy to it that brought this sense of peace to him. And he found it was a good place to meditate. But, he said, they installed speakers and then they started to play recorded information and music and talks. And he said that finished it. And often this can be the place, it can be the sort of place in a city, for instance, that people can find a peaceful, a quiet time, is in a church. I know in Melbourne people tell me that, actually, that some of the churches in Melbourne are very good because, you know, the quiet, there's the hustle and bustle outside in the streets, and then you go inside and it's very peaceful and quiet and very good for developing this peace in the mind. Other places, of course, that we can bring to mind, in our minds we can visit any of these places, no limit, are monasteries, meditation centres. And even here, many people will associate Dhammaloka Hall, this hall, the Buddha statue, with a sense of peace. And when they bring that to mind, that can bring up peace for them. Certainly, in many people tell me that Bodhinyana Monastery, Ajahn Brahm's monastery in Serpentine, has got a very, very peaceful feeling, and it has for me. And they say they can feel it as soon as they come in the gates. And particularly, they find, and I find too, the meditation hall at Bodhinyana Monastery, very, very peaceful. And to a certain extent, that's no surprise because so many great monks and even nuns actually too have meditated there, have given talks there. And so it's imbued with a certain energy. So this can bring up, be a place that we can bring to mind. Jhana Grove, of course, the meditation centre near the monastery. And so when we think of these places, we can get a feeling of peace. And I know in Sri Lanka, for instance, the temples, and there's many, many temples, monasteries, lots of them, have a very peaceful feel. And you see these white temples with a stupa and a Bodhi tree, the tree that the Buddha became enlightened under, with sand all around them. And it brings up this, for me, it brings up a sense of peace, of calm when I see these places. And so that sort of place for me is something that brings up peace. And I know, for instance, the last rains retreat, I was in a monastery in Sri Lanka in the mountains, and from the hut that I was in and the walking path in front of the hut, I could see a mountain. There was a mountain not far away, actually. And I could see the clouds coming and going, sometimes rain coming, and see the mountain completely still and unaffected. And I used to use this, and I still do, in my meditation, bringing to mind the mountain, that to bring up this feeling of peace. It's a peace of steadiness and stillness, you know, of being imperturbable. For other people, being in nature can bring up peace. So you can think of your favorite place that you associate with peace, with a bit of solitude, with calm. It can be in the bush or in national parks, wherever. So this can bring up peace for some people. Being in nature is very, very calming. It's part of the reason that the Buddha encouraged forest monasteries, and living in the forest. And for instance, I lived for 8 years in a cave in the forest on my own. And it's very, very calming for the mind. The other things we can use for bringing this sense of peace is people. Sometimes we meet, and I have met some people that have this really, really peaceful feeling to them. And when you recollect that person, when you think of them, then that can bring up that sense of peace. You can get in touch with that sense of peace. So this is another way we can bring up peace. And another possibility is to use things. One of the things that I think of is the Buddha statue. And often, I don't know whether you find with this Buddha statue here, but often you find these Buddha statues very, very peaceful. And this gentle sort of smile, inner smile on the face. And it's a very calming influence for myself, and I think for many people. And in Melbourne, I'm sure it's true in Perth, you see lots of Buddha statues in the gardens of people, and you presume they're not Buddhists. But people find it a very peaceful image. That's the reason I suspect they have it in the garden, apart from the fact that it looks very nice. So that's things. But when the Buddha was teaching, there is a meditation called the meditation or the recollection of peace, and it's called Upasama Nusati. And this, I'm not going to teach it, but I'll mention it now. We won't use it in the meditation. It's using a concept of Nibbana to bring up the sense of peace in the meditation. It's contemplating the qualities of Nibbana, that it's unconditioned, that it has a sense of detachment, a sense of no self there, the ending of all desire, and the removal of all dependence on anything in the world, and the finishing of being born again and again, and the destruction of craving, they say here, and cessation, the ending of things, and Nibbana. And when we reflect on Nibbana, some of the Buddha used 33 epithets. You know, these are 33 sort of descriptions of Nibbana. One of them is the peaceful. Others are like the island and things like this. So using a concept can even bring up this peace, deep sense of peace. And I just like to finish the introduction part by also mentioning that I find it very useful if we have a reference point in, for instance, in the breath. It's not actually... it's when we are doing the breath meditation, when we're aware of the breath coming and going, just finding that prominent place, that place we're most aware of the breath, wherever we're most aware of the breath, and using that as a reference point, and using the feeling too that's coming, combining that with the breath and this reference point, it can give a lot more, I find, stability for the mind. That reference point can move, can change from meditation to meditation. But during a particular session, it's good to leave it wherever you're most aware of it, and not keep changing it. So there's just a few points about this developing the feeling of peace and the sacred. So now let's do the meditation. And this will be for about 45 minutes, probably a little bit less, I think. So, first things first, we can come into the present, close our eyes, and get in contact with the body. Just being here in body and mind. And letting go of the past and the future, having this holiday from the past, who we have been, what we have been doing, and the future, what we will do, what we will be in the future. And having the sense of nothing we need to do and nowhere we need to go. And adjusting the body to find the best position for the meditation. Being aware of the head, the balance of the head over the shoulders. Maybe tucking the chin in a little if that feels comfortable. Moving the shoulders to find the best position, let go of any tension. Aware of the spine and the shoulders above the hips, balanced above the hips. And the legs and the feet, comfortable, comfortably arranged. And the hands either in the lap or on the thighs, wherever you find most comfortable and balanced. Just adjusting ourselves, adjusting the body to find the best position for the next 45 minutes. And now we can give the body a mental massage, soothing it with this warm, kind attention, starting with the head, the top of the head, the back of the head, and the sides of the head, giving them this warm, kind, relaxing attention. Moving the attention down to the forehead and relaxing, soothing the forehead. And bringing the attention to the eyes, relaxing and soothing around the eyes. And bringing to mind the cheeks and around the lips and the chin, relaxing, mentally massaging the face, allowing any tension to dissolve, to soften. And we can move the attention to the neck, all around the neck, giving the neck this warm, kind, relaxing attention. And bringing to mind the right shoulder, starting at the neck and moving our attention along the shoulder, soothing, massaging any tension, any hardness, allowing it to dissolve. And bringing to mind the right arm, starting at the top of the right arm and moving our attention down the right arm, including the elbow, the wrist, hand and fingers, soothing and relaxing the right arm, giving it this mental massage. Bringing to mind the left shoulder, starting at the neck and moving our attention along the left shoulder, soothing it and relaxing it as we go. Now bringing to mind the left arm, starting at the top of the left arm and moving our attention slowly down the left arm to include the elbow, the wrist, hand and fingers, giving the left arm this mental massage. Now bringing to mind the back, starting just below the shoulders and moving our attention down the back, relaxing it, soothing it, allowing any hard or tense areas to relax, to soften any painful areas, to relax. Now bringing to mind the front of the body and starting just below the shoulders, moving our attention down the front of the body to include the chest, the diaphragm, the stomach and the abdomen, giving this mental massage, relaxing any areas that feel hard or pressure or painful, giving them this warm, kind, relaxing attention. bringing to mind the right leg and moving our attention slowly down the right leg to include the knee, ankle, foot and toes, giving it a good mental massage. And now bringing to mind the left leg, starting at the top of the left leg and moving our attention down the left leg, slowly down the left leg to include the knee, the ankle, the foot and toes. And now to just to be present with the whole body, just sitting wherever we are, sitting, aware of the body. Sitting quietly, peacefully. Allowing things to be. And we can bring to mind the intention to develop this feeling of peace or the sacred in our minds. And we can visualize a place that we find or we associate with a sense of peace, which is a long way from the hustle and bustle of city life. It's perhaps a place in nature, or a monastery, a church, meditation center, or it could be a very peaceful Buddha statue. Or someone we find has this real quality of peace. So we can bring to mind any of these that brings up the sense of peace. Whatever comes to mind. we can get in touch with the feeling that this brings up, this feeling of peace or the sacred. And bring this feeling of peace into the present moment with whatever we're experiencing, allowing it to be, being at peace with it, infusing the present moment with a sense of peace. Aware of whatever is coming in the present moment, whatever we're experiencing in the present moment, be it the temperature, be it sounds, the body, whatever we're aware of, with a sense of peace, complete peace. And we can become aware of the breath coming in and going out, and noticing where we're aware of it most, whether it be around the nose, throat, chest, or in the stomach, abdomen area. And bringing this sense of peace, this feeling of peace into the breath as we breathe in peace and as we breathe out peace. if we find this sense of peace fading, we can bring to mind what we visualized before that brought up this sense of peace, to refresh that feeling of peace as we breathe in and as we breathe out. And now, as we're coming close to the end of the meditation, we can expand this feeling of peace to everyone that's here in this hall, to everyone that's participating in this meditation, this live streaming, this feeling of peace, of stillness. And we can expand this feeling to all beings that are in the area we are, we find ourselves in, and expand it in ever-widening circles around us. This feeling of peace, wishing that all beings may find this peace, the stillness, being a part of everything that's happening now. We can cover the whole earth and all realms of existence, all beings, animals, humans, whatever beings there are, sharing this feeling of peace with them. Be like a gift to them. And we can bring our attention back to ourselves, to the peace within ourselves, and anchor this feeling of peace in our hearts so that we can remember it at any time of day or night. And we can develop the aspiration or the intention to develop this feeling of peace more and more in our lives, in our meditation, in our daily lives, and to make it a refuge, to make it a real home for us. And we can just, now we can just review how we feel as compared to when we started the meditation. Do we feel more peaceful than before? did we find this visualization brought up this sense of peace for us? And did we notice this feeling of peace change during the meditation? Now we can slowly open the eyes and relax the body to come out of the meditation. So, I'll just make, are there any questions from here or from overseas on the internet? Who knows where they are from? Thank you. Thanks very much. Oh, from Wales. I wonder what, oh, it's... How can we feel as we do in meditation all through our day? How can we feel as we do in meditation all through the day? And that's quite a simple thing to do in a sense. Well, it's difficult to do, but simple to say. We remember the feeling that we aroused in the meditation. That's why, you know, at the end of the meditation I have this sense of anchoring that feeling in the heart, because then whenever we remember, this is sati, mindfulness, is that quality of being able to remember these things and to remember that feeling. We know what it feels like, so it's very easy to get back into that feeling. And so that's the way, it's when we recollect that we can really connect with that feeling again. And the more we do this with any emotion, whether it be a positive or negative emotion, repeating it again and again, we get better and better at it. So we can become better and better at being peaceful, being kind, loving people. Or some people are very good at developing rage, anger, very anxiety, depression, all these things we can get very good at too. So it's what we recollect, you know. And when we recollect things, it tends to, it will also affect the way we think. We'll tend to think in alignment with that feeling, actually. It will bring up similar thoughts of that nature. So, for instance, if we're angry, we'll have lots of very angry thoughts. So, if we remember that feeling of peace, it will generate more peaceful thoughts. And it will build on itself. So that's how we can bring up how we can feel as we do in meditation through all through the day. Of course, you know, it won't be continuous. That would be pretty difficult, actually, except for fully enlightened person, an awakened person. Then they can. They'll be at peace with whatever they experience, be it pleasant or unpleasant. So I hope that answered the question from Wales. And there's one from India. Meditation calms my mind. When I interact with my family, I find that their agitation starts rubbing off on me and my peace wears off. How should I maintain my peace? Yes, and so it, in a way, the way to maintain our peace in daily life is really not holding on to the peace that we developed in meditation. It's really being at peace with whatever we're experiencing. Because sometimes if we, you know, for instance, if we're very, very peaceful and then we're going into a very busy atmosphere, you know, like mentioning family life, we can hold on to that feeling that we develop, that deep sense of feeling peace in the meditation, and think, my goodness, the family, it's disturbing me, all the kids coming, and my partner wanting this and that and so forth. But really, where we can find peace there is just being at peace with the fact that it's like this and not wanting to go back to the past. The past was that meditation that we experienced the peace in. It's being at peace with whatever we're experiencing. And that's not always easy, you know. But if we hold on to an idea of this peacefulness from the meditation, and then we find we're in situations where there is a lot of interaction, that will be a disturbance to the mind. We won't be at peace. We won't be accepting the way things are at this moment. And that's the way they are. But we can be peaceful with it. You know, think, wow, this is the way it is. And so that would be my advice for India. I know it's easy to say that, but not to hang on to the past, to be in the present and to be at peace with whatever's coming up in the present is the way we can, as it were, bring peace to whatever we are experiencing. And from Scotland, I enjoy sitting in meditation, but after a while I always become restless and have to stop. How do I overcome this restlessness that takes me out of meditation? Well, you know, the classic advice, of course, is, you know, to accept the restlessness, give loving kindness to it, give peace to that restlessness, not to fight it, just to allow it to be and allow it to pass away. Restlessness is a very, very, it's a part of the human experience. And the Buddha, I was going to, one of the quotations I like from the Buddha very much, he talks about four wonderful and marvellous things. He says it's wonderful and marvellous that people who are attached to, obsessed by restlessness, give ear to, listen to the teachings about peace, which the Buddha teaches, and try to practice that. This is the nature of human beings, actually, to be restless. And one of my favourite quotations comes from Pascal, and he said, all the problems of humankind come from the fact that a person can't sit quietly in a room on their own. They have to go out and do something, anything, and be restless. So with this restlessness, I would suggest, you know, just making peace with it, being at peace with restlessness. What does that mean? It's an unpleasant feeling, isn't it? It's that energy that says, oh, I've got to do something, anything, you know. But just being at peace with it and willing to watch it, as I often say, willing to see it rather than be it. And that's not always easy, but to bring that mind that just watches this energy and to have that sense of, what do you say, defiance. I'm not going to let my restlessness tell me what to do. I'm just going to sit here. And even if you can only sit for another 5 or 10 minutes, that's quite a moving in the right direction. But when we fight restlessness, we will find we have to leave the meditation. So I hope that advice for Scotland helps with you. And you're not alone. Restlessness is one of the hindrances the Buddha mentions in the five hindrances. But he also mentions, as I mentioned in that quotation, that this is a basic quality of human beings we all experience. And now, the next one. As from the USA, as you practice meditation, can you meditate wherever you are, equally noisy and quiet places? Yes, you can. It depends on yes, you can be at peace with whatever you experience. Obviously, a quiet place is much better for developing deeper and deeper peace, stillness, developing the deep meditations. But as we practice meditation, we develop this sense of being at peace with whatever we experience. It means we can meditate in any place. Now, I remember Ajahn Sajanto mentioning that they were having a peace meditation for some particular event in Sydney. And they had it not far from the opera house, in the gardens, not far from the opera house. And they were sitting there. And they were doing major renovations on the opera house. And there were jackhammers going, and all these machines going. But he said, they were just peaceful with all that noise and that commotion going on. So it is possible. Obviously those situations, one's not going to go into these deep meditations, the jhanas, but it is possible to develop peace even in noisy places. So that's for USA. And I'd like to just finish with a few supports for developing peace in our lives outside of meditation, or including meditation home. And because this will support developing more peace in our lives. And whatever peace we develop in our daily lives, we can take into the meditation. Meditation is a great way to recondition the mind. Recondition the mind to pay more attention, to give more importance, and enjoy more this sense of peace. And one of the things we can do is have a place at home wherever we live that we dedicate just to meditation. And then that becomes a sort of sacred place, but it also becomes a place that we feel peace, we associate with peace. And that's very useful. And also to have quiet days is a good thing. It doesn't have to be a structured retreat or anything like that. Just a day where we're just quiet, we're not talking much, we're not interacting much, we're in nature, doing things very in a simple way. So this can be very useful. Walking in nature is great, bush walks and things like that. And just being part of that whole present moment, wherever we are, can be very, very peaceful. I know during this meditation, I was very aware of the present moment with the sounds and the wind and all these things, and it can be quite peaceful. It is peaceful when we're just aware of it like that. And in daily life, and actually this is one of the most important ways to bring more peace into our life, is not to rush. It can be very difficult because most people have these time pressures, of course, and even monks. Believe it or not, have time pressures. But the way to factor this in, and I try to do it as much as possible, is allow more time for things, so that I don't need to rush. Sometimes we schedule everything, too close together. So just so taking things slowly and mindfully can be very useful. And I reckon sometimes you can even do reference points in the day. Like I know when I'm in Melbourne, it's a wooden house, so when I close the doors, I always close the doors very quietly, because when you live in a wooden house, when you close the doors, it can make quite a bit of sound, especially if you're living with other monks or other people. So you can find things that bring up extra mindfulness and bring peace. Having said that, I know a friend of mine, she said to me, "Oh, Tai Chi," she said, "oh, it's too slow for me." I thought that was great. Too slow for me. Great. And the other things we, of course, can do to support, you know, developing more peace, more stillness in the mind, is to go on retreats regularly. And one of the biggest things in our daily life, and this will really bring peace to you, is turn off the phone. I turn it onto airplane mode quite a bit myself. The phone, the tabs, the computer. That really gives a lot of peace. It's amazing how often, how much we are slaves to these devices. And just turning them off, you know, can be very interesting, because then some people will start to feel a bit anxious, you know. Is somebody trying to reach me? You know, what's happening? This is restlessness, really. It's restlessness coming up. So this is another way we can develop peace in our lives, space in our lives, so that we can determine when we communicate and not necessarily have to be always in contact. Which allows us more space, for our developing more peace. So I'd like to finish there, and those who would like to, you're welcome to pay respects to the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha.
Supatthipanno bhagavato savakasangho sangham namami.
So there we are. So thank you for watching this, participating in this, and may you develop more and more peace in your lives. This is a contribution to world peace.